Well, good morning.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Let's do it.
Here's the good news. It is a Friday after a Christmas Day edition of Not Necessarily.
Not Necessarily the News.
Where we report where others don't. And we drop the ball every single morning, not just once per year. Welcome all our Hank Facebook Livers. Good to see you one final time, you and me, for the end of the year. Let's get to it.
Let's start right out.
Thank you.
Hey, what happened?
By the way, Heather's back on Monday. That's why it's just me, solo cam. We mentioned that going into the Christmas break that the Powerball had reached a Powerball jackpot drawing on Christmas Eve 4 times in its history. And all 4 times, it never cleared it. We always had a winner, and we did yet again. You probably saw the $1.817 billion Powerball had one winning Powerball ticket. And it came from Little Rock, Arkansas. Yep. Christmas Eve drawing, their numbers were 425, not yours, and it was sold at a Murphy USA gas station just outside of Little Rock, Arkansas. Not a train station outside of Malvern, Arkansas, unfortunately, because maybe I would have had. Although, if you are trying to catch the train in Arkansas, as we know on this show, it's pretty much like playing the lottery, and good luck with it. It, like life, will pass you by. So it rolls back over, and we just go on with life. May the odds be ever in your favor. Also, it kind of got lost in the wash, but it was the airing of the 48th annual Kennedy Center Honors on CBS, or the Trump Kennedy Center Honors. Of course, they filmed this back about a month ago in King George Strait. And, of course, the Donald on as well, oohing and aahing over the king of country music's hair. But it was King George. Cool to see Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, Vince Gill, and more celebrating, singing George Strait's song. Vince Gill did Troubadour, which we did to lead off the show. And then, of course,
the undisputed king of country, George Strait.
It was amazing having those great artists come up all the way here. For me, I just appreciate it so much, and I was blown away. I thought they did an amazing job. My whole story, I think, is kind of unbelievable, because even when I signed with a record company in 1981, I just wouldn't have ever believed that I would be standing here right now at the Kennedy Center.
Humble as always, fantastic. By the way, Trump said, you know, he might quit the presidency thing because he was such a good host for the Kennedy Center Honors. That would be unprecedented and unprecedented. Also on that front, the Department of Justice said yesterday, during Christmas, I guess they were working, they said it may, quote, need a few more weeks to finish releasing all of the highly anticipated, evidently, Epstein files. So, I mean, if you don't put the caps back on, the Sharpies will dry out. I mean, that's a problem. Getting ready for the college football playoffs. In about a weekend, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and it will be Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day to face the Oregon Ducks. So that's our last remaining hope. Go Texas Tech right there. They are an outside favorite in the whole thing. Unless you talk to my dad.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
He thinks they're going to do it. The original CEO of Hooters that retook the company over a couple of months back to try to save it said for the last 20 years, Neil Kiefer, one of the original CEOs now again back in charge of Hooters, reveals that for the last 20 years, customers were served the wrong wing sauce. Hooters' famous wing sauce, they said, actually had deviated from the original taste profile and recipe over the management that was running it into the ground. They said they have now gotten rid of all of that inventory and will get you back to the original Hooters wing sauce. Because that is exactly why we went. America voted, and the best New Year's Eve activity is binge-watching Netflix. In a new poll, 35% was the majority, said that binge-watching TV is their ideal New Year's Eve activity. And just 24% would rather go to a big New Year's Eve party. So staying at home is what most people are preferring in this. Coming in number three was about 20% would just rather make sure they're in bed before midnight. I think it was spoken around my house. Maybe 9 o'clock was the target time and whatnot. I don't know, man. Go out there. Drop the ball with us. Party on the boardwalk.
Happy New Year!
If you're looking for a new way of life, new job for 2026, folks over there at Oscar Mayer are once again taking applications for drivers of the Wienermobile as they restock and re-energize for 2026. The Wienermobile is looking for brand new drivers. Applicants must have insurance, clean driving record. It does say have thick skin. That's the first time they've ever added that to it, because you're driving a giant hot dog down the street. So a little bit of thick skin, they say. Actually, it would be helpful if it was more of a tube-like encasing. And then finally, there was cause for concern. This came up at the dinner table last night. There with the parents over, Belle and the kiddo. Going into the new year, exactly how is Keith Richards as... not rumors, but reports from actually the Rolling Stones saying they're not going to tour in the year of 2026 because specifically of Keith Richards' health. And this caused quite a bit of panic, and maybe rightly so, too, because, you know, it's kind of like him and Willie, right? Got to hang on to it. Well, the latest update, and Keith Richards did give one, and it was pretty simple. Keith Richards said, "I'm going to be all right. It's nothing perilous. I'm just kind of in bad health," which is actually great news because he's been in bad health since like 1968. So we're fine.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.